Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain and unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent to be governed. 233 years ago today, Declaration of Independence. Joined today by one of our top rebels, Frosty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Frosty. And, of course, the leader of the band, Linda.
Good morning. Well, Independence Day commemorates the formal adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. However, it was not declared a legal holiday until 1941. How do you like that?
I didn't know that.
Uncle Sam was first popularized during the War of 1812 when the term appeared on supply containers. But believe it or not, the U.S. Congress didn't adopt him as a national symbol until 1961.
Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam. There are many precise rules for taking care of the American flag. And speaking of the flag traditions, we're sorry to report that contrary to legend, historical research has failed to confirm that Betsy Ross sewed the first flag.
I don't care. That's what I believe.
Good. I'm with you. I believe in Santa Claus.
Prove it's not true.
Not all members of the Continental Congress supported a formal Declaration of Independence, but those who did were passionate about it. One representative rode 80 miles by horseback to reach Philadelphia and break a tie in support of independence.
All right.
The first two versions of the Liberty Bell were defective and had to be melted down and recast. The third version rang every 4th of July from 1778 to 1835, when, according to tradition, it cracked as it was being tolled for the death of Chief Justice John Marshall. That's why the crack is there. So next time you go and you see it, wow, love it. The iron framework for the Statue of Liberty was devised by French engineer Alexandre Gustave Eiffel, who also built the Eiffel Tower of Paris.
That Eiffel.
Yeah. Well, the Eiffel down the street, you know.
You know, we have 3 hours of entertainment, talk, and just facts that we've got to get in for the next 36 minutes of talk time. So I hope everybody's got their little notebooks out and going to be taking pens, because we will be taking a test. We'll be issuing tests after this. But one of the things that you need to go back and read the Declaration of Independence. You should do it at least once a year, because when you read it, you'll see that our forefathers stood up to the King of England, who was at that time the most powerful nation in the world. And when they said to prove that the King of Great Britain in the history of repeated injuries, and to prove that, they threw out a few facts, including ones like he has made judge dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. Kind of like what our president does today when they appoint people to the federal judgeships. Interesting, huh? He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out our substance. Tell me that that's not going on right now. All right, we've got many more we're going to be talking about. We're going to have the company is going to be shooting the pyrotechnics, the fireworks for tomorrow night. We've got a number of things going on today. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, it's Carl and Lindebaugh here, Free Fire Radio. That's us, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Cascade Paints. Well, right now we're having our house painted, so I am all over wanting to talk to you guys about Cascade Paints. They have the only non-toxic paints on the market. It's called Mythic. Hospitals use it. They're on the corner of Eureka and California. They've been there since 1958. The third generation guys there now are just the coolest dudes, swear to God. 6:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 3 on Saturday. And if you're going to go to any big box store, try to find the cheapest place in town to buy paints, I'm telling you right now, go to Cascade. They will match it. They'll work with you. Well, right now on the phone, this is to me, I'll never grow up. I'll always be excited about fireworks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Matt Gilfillan.
Yes.
Who is part of, or a member of the family that is running Pyro Spectaculars.
That is correct.
And this has been a family business for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, the business has been around for 30 years, but the fireworks tradition in our family goes back far longer. I'm a fifth generation Sousa family pyrotechnician.
Wow.
Been doing fireworks since my great-great-grandfather came over from Portugal with the Black Book of Fireworks Recipes.
Wow!
Wow!
You need to write a book, bud.
Oh, maybe someday.
I mean, really, it's such an art form. And last year, did you do the fireworks last year?
Yes, ma'am.
When Carl and I, of course, it was in October, but I have to say that we were right underneath it. Carl calls it Ground Zero.
Yeah.
It was like a ballet in the sky. The music, I'm so curious how you picked the music and how you matched the music with the fireworks.
Well, yeah, it's a very long process, something we get started on very early in the year. It's a customized soundtrack, and we shoot all different kinds of fireworks choreographed to over a 25-minute score.
So what are we going to be looking at this year, Matt?
All kinds of stuff. The kinds of effects in the show, there's some of the more standard things that we're all used to seeing, peonies, chrysanthemums, and dahlias. And also many more elaborate looks, some devices like falling leaves and crossets, brocade camaros, the whistles and reports that we're all used to hearing on the 4th of July, lots of waterfalls, and lots of shapes that we've all seen, and even some new ones like cubes and happy faces and rings and Saturns.
Wow.
All kinds of good stuff.
So, Matt, do you dream about this at night, how to create a new look?
Well, actually, yeah, and it's kind of something all of my family and our colleagues in the industry sort of try to outdo ourselves each year. All year long, we toil with ideas and try to be creative to give the audience something new each year.
How cool. So your dinner table conversation is when you go visit somebody, it's like, oh, I got this awesome idea. Let's see if we can create it. We're, you know, right?
Yeah. All kinds of testing, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
You know, see, here's what I'm picturing, Matt. Family reunion. Everybody's talking. Then you hear this, like, an explosion. All this smoke comes out of the basement. And here come the kids up. All their hair is up on top of their head. There's black all over them. They're saying, okay, that didn't work, Dad.
Well, it's interesting, Carl, because actually, I didn't even touch fireworks until I was in my late teens. Because my family, obviously, safety's a big concern, and, my mom was always very strict about the younger kids in the family getting involved in the business, and she wasn't too wild about it when my brother and I got involved. But she's a pyrotechnician herself. She's off doing the Macy's 4th of July display in New York right now. So
wow.
Eventually, you know, she had to concede and accept it. But yeah, safety's a huge issue, and yeah, I never even got the safe and sane stuff that from the fireworks stand when I was growing up.
So where are you based out of?
Our production facility is in Sacramento, and that services kind of the whole North State, Tahoe area, and the Bay Area. But our headquarters is actually in Southern California. And between all of our distribution facilities and offices around California, we're planning over 450 fireworks displays this third and fourth, this weekend.
Well, how many a year do you do, usually, Matt?
Sorry, what was that?
How many a year? How many fireworks demos do you do?
Our company does over 2,000 displays a year, and some of those displays are small stage productions that happen daily to, you know, the large display that you see in Reading every year.
Wow. Now, where do your fireworks come from? You say you build them, or do you have your own factory?
No, we do not do any manufacturing. It's really challenging in the U.S. and even more in California to really do manufacturing.
Well, business is hard in California.
And we import from all over the world.
Okay.
Countries like Taiwan and Thailand, Japan, China, as you'd expect. Spain and France and Germany and Portugal and
Italy,
all over the place. Everywhere they can do something interesting or different, we really want to offer the most variety of products to offer something new to the audience each year.
Okay, Matt, let's talk about Reading now.
Yeah.
How big a crew do you have for this shoot tomorrow?
There's about a dozen that are going to be working on, that are working on the display. They started the setup on the 1st. It's such a big project, and really, you know, the actual setup of the display started on the 1st, but the planning started long before with the McConnell Foundation and the City of Reading, and it's just a huge undertaking, and we're really happy to be a part of it.
Well, I tell you what, we've got to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back and ask you a couple more questions and turn you loose, because I know you're busy.
Oh, yeah, it's a wild one. Thanks, Carl.
Okay, so hang on, and this is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Lindabad here. Free Fire Radio, July 3rd, day before the big firework extravaganza. Right now we have Matt Gilfillan on the phone with us. He is the head honcho over there, pyro. What would be your official title, Matt?
I'm a producer. I'm the producer of the display.
How wonderful. We just don't seem to realize. It's like anything else. You show up, you see a 25-minute show, but the preparation of setting everything up, and you think about how you layer stuff, it's just...
It's a big job.
I mean, you said it takes a week to do it. I mean, how many, could you like roughly, how many pounds of explosives?
Oh, boy, probably about, boy, I'd say maybe 8,000 to 10,000 gross.
Just amazing.
Yeah, How many devices?
Things, devices. Okay, thank you. I'm having a problem with words like devices and mayonnaise this morning. So, yeah, how many devices do you launch?
Well, I think this display has over 5,000 shots.
Wow.
It's got to be the biggest display in Northern California. It's also not a, it's just a real big high aerial display that rarely do we get the opportunity to do a display with so many large caliber shells, which is really terrific. It's something that I think that, you know, Reading providing this for the community, it's very unique. It's not just big for Northern California.
Yeah.
It's really a big display, a real worldwide style international display. It's legit.
Wow.
Well, this is great. Well, you know what, Matt? Thank you so much for calling us today and letting us know. Is there anything you want us to know about it?
I want everyone to get out there and have a good time tomorrow night. Be safe. It's real important. And you know, it's going to be a hot one. Wear your sunscreen, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's going to be an all day affair. And then we start shooting at 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, Matt, Carl, and I will be emceeing on the stage there, right out at the convention center. From 6 o'clock on, there'll be entertainment every hour. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the show. And then, you're going to be simulcasting on your radio to
KCHO on 88.9 FM.
All right. So, we're so excited, Matt. Thanks for the honor of, you know, your commitment to some wonderful artistry. I mean,
well, it's my pleasure. And, thank you very much for having me.
All right. You have
a
safe 4th. We'll be thinking about you.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. You don't realize 5,000 of those shells are going to be fired up there. That's a lot. You know, last year it was pretty spectacular.
Well,
and
you know,
the McConnell Foundation pays for all this.
It's wonderful. You know, I think we forget. It's like anything else. Like if you're going to go see a stage production, let's say at the Cascade Theater, the amount of work that goes into before you sit and watch that show. Or listen to that show, the sound, the lights, the days of rehearsing, the writing of the music, all of that stuff. Well, here is just another form of entertainment, a form of artistry, and how I really feel I love fireworks. I've lived in Hong Kong and been able to be in the Hong Kong Harbor where, you know, China, of course, originated fireworks from the 11th century. So the firework display in Hong Kong was amazing when Queen Elizabeth came through on her boat. Or her ship, excuse me. But I have to say that I think that the fireworks that I've seen in Reading parallel that. I really do.
Yeah, I think I really have enjoyed them for the years I've seen them. And again, we're going to be sitting again at Ground Zero underneath them. It starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow. You know, of course, at the convention center, everybody's going to be there starting early.
Free.
Because there's got a bunch of vendors and that. Then we're going to really kick things off around 6 o'clock. 6:15, the national anthem will be sung. And we'll talk a bit more about that. But here's some things I really want you all to think about and over the weekend and while this is going on is that, you know, the Marines are pushing hard in Afghanistan. They're suffering casualties there. Where they're trying to take back the largest province where the Taliban have moved back into. And again, in Iraq, it's still dangerous there in certain areas. We still lose Americans there. So let's keep them in our hearts. This is not just a three-day weekend. This is, you know, our country declared its independence 233 years ago today or tomorrow. And to keep our country free has taken hundreds of thousands of lives of our citizens, of our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles to keep us free. That they're the ones out there on the wall. And while we're sitting there and we're having the softball game or we're eating that hot dog or drinking that Guinness, just remember that they're out there. And they're out there in some harsh terrain. They're out there in combat. And they're with their brothers, but still they're out there and they're not getting that hot dog. They're not getting that beer. So, just think about them.
Fly your flag.
Fly your flag.
Go, if you don't have one, go buy one. If it's been on your bucket list or I should do that, just go do it today. At lunchtime, just go do it. And we are going to be putting our flag out as soon as we get home. So, it's a symbolism of thanks and gratitude. You wave your flag because you're proud to be in America and you honor those who've given their lives for this country.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow during the festivities, there's going to be the Shasta College Band will be playing. Country Gold Dancers, 16-member ladies' line dance team. The We Are One, which are Christian musicians, but they play, everything they play is so upbeat. And of course, the national anthem sung by Sammy Story, who is 13 years old, and her dad is a retired Air Force. It's Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. The 3rd of July, tomorrow, the 4th of July, Declaration of Independence 233 years ago. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know, speaking of great Americans who fight for independence, Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley down in 2143 Hilltop Drive. They offer gourmet coffee beans. They offer the finest walk-in humidor. They will sell you anything you need to make your own espresso, and then they will teach you how to use it. Or, not only that, they even have loose tobacco there and teach you how to use that. Joe and Shelley, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's.
I have another thing to tell you about. Important U.S. projects that were started on Independence Day. Bet you didn't know this. Work on the Erie Canal in New York State began on July 4th, 1817. Construction of the first railroad in the United States, the Baltimore and Ohio, was started on July 4th, 1828. July 4th was the date selected in 1848 for laying the cornerstone of the Washington Monument in the U.S. Capitol.
Okay. You know, a lot of things are going on. You know, we talked this week, and it was because we got a number of phone calls and emails about Adam Martinez and his death at the hands of somebody. Well, you know, allegedly at the hands of somebody else in a club that has since been sold. I told the mother, and I've told our listeners, I was going to talk to the DA, which I did yesterday, and I talked to Stu Jankowicz, who is the DA that's handling this. And Mr. Jankowicz has been doing this since he's graduated from law school, which was like 27 years ago. He's been working with the DA. And as many people know, you know, you start with the DA, most people just stay there for 2 or 3 years, and then they go out and they do the civil, or they go into the private practice, and they make much more money. He's been doing this for 27 years and is a victim's advocate. Now, that's the feeling I got from him yesterday. He's not going to say that. But I talked to him about about Adam's case. And what it's coming out is that they are, ensuring that both parties in this, both sides of this, are getting a extremely fair shake in this, as they should, and that he spent more time on this case than he has any other case combined over the last 8 weeks, all the other cases. And they have checked out every lead that they've gotten from the family, from other people calling in, everything. One of the things is people say, we got a video of it. Well, the video was not clear, and they had to run it through a proprietary software. And I mean, literally break it down frame by frame, 1/30th of a second, so they could see it. And so they have that process in. So
that could take time.
It doesn't. It takes time. And what I'm getting from this, I mean, he's noncommittal about it. Of course, he can't, you know, he couldn't be anything else. But is that they are working at this, that they are not going to have this thing just disappear. It's not going to be swept under the carpet by any means. But also, it came across from him. He says, you know, the feelings that they have for everybody that comes in there, of families, is that, you know, the families, if they could have anything, they don't want retribution. They want their loved ones back, and that's what they want. So he understands that. And I believe, after talking to the gentleman yesterday for an extended period of time, by the way, that he is working on this. And I can tell you that for Adam's family and friends is that it's not going to be swept underneath the carpet, that they are working on this. And we here at Free Fire Radio, we're going to continue to watch this, and we're going to continue to have an interest in this, as we should, as a member of our community. And even though we didn't know him, that justice deserves to be served, and I believe the DA right now is doing the right thing and making sure that everything is done correctly. So when the decision's made, that every avenue has been covered. Okay. Now, what else is happening? Tank meeting was canceled. Does this mean Tank's over because Smoot's pulled out? I don't think so. So why did they cancel the meeting? There's still going to be a protest on the 8th.
Where?
It's going to be down at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, 2-4 on the 8th. But we're going to have some Tank representatives in here Monday. We're going to discuss this. Does it mean it's over if the largest, I guess you'd call it, stockholder, the Sacramento Mutual or Municipal Utility District, has pulled out because they had most of the money in it? Yeah, we'll see. Something happened this morning, Linda, at 6 o'clock.
I was there. 6 a.m. Again, we challenged our listeners, our loyal listeners, to join us at Adamson's Peak Performance. When we get up at 5:30 and we are on, we did the circuit training this morning. And we talk about circuit training. It's very unusual. You never know. They mix it up that when you get in there. This is the second time we've done the circuit training. So we were there at 6. And we had one.
One listener
showed up this morning, and both Carl and I realized, because we've been really trying to stay faithful to working out at least twice, if not three times a week at the gym, and then either doing walking or yoga. And we're challenging you to pay attention to fitness right now, because, you know, we're advocating that you have to be your own physician in today's times in many ways, that take care of yourself, eat the right food, keep strong.
Well, with the new health care plans that could be coming down the pike, you may have to do that.
Well,
but
yes.
You know who's on the phone?
Who?
That poor woman that showed up this morning. Sharon.
Oh, you guys are going to brain ya. Yeah. Oh, that was really tough workout this morning.
But tell me something. Do you feel clearer because you worked out like that this morning?
Clearer?
Yes.
I feel sorer. I limped out of that place.
Yeah.
You know, Linda, I told you this morning that I normally walk 4 to 5 miles a day.
Uh-huh.
But I used muscles this morning I totally forgot I had.
Yeah.
I'll never forget I have them now.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know what is really, really cool? That gym and you guys opened it up to the public And you talk about community effort. I mean, that's awesome that as a community, we can, I mean, they allow me to go in there and other people to go in there without charging. I mean, what a terrific, not that they do this all the time, I have no idea. But even one time, I thought that was really awesome, and Brooke was terrific. She watched over everyone to make sure everyone was doing it right. I was so impressed.
How many do you think there maybe were, what, 10
11,
of us?
11 people.
Okay. So we all do each exercise for 1 minute, then you move to the next thing 1 minute, then you do it for 15 minutes, and then you start again at the top. So twice you do the circuit, and in 30 minutes you are sweating profusely.
Yeah.
And you have worked out, and when you leave there, you feel like, wow, I'm done for the day. Carl and I had like an exuberant kind of feeling this morning on the way to work where we felt clearer, is what I'm saying, you know, with that we had all that oxygen that pumped into our brain. So, you know, usually we
so we
try
can
to
remember
go-
to put the dog away. That's what she means.
But Sharon, thanks for joining us. And it is true that for our listeners, if you come the first time, it's free. Just show up. Check it out. It's an experience. And we encourage you to get behind it.
It was really great. And one of the things I like so much about it is that it emphasized balance and coordination. And I think that's so imperative when you come to exercise and just in life in general. And that's something that when you go to a gym, you don't think about balance and coordination, you think about working out. But they did everything. It was such a good, solid workout in every way. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for showing up, Sharon. We appreciate that.
Have a safe 4th of July.
Thanks, you too.
You bet. It's Carlin DeBaugh. We've got to take a quick break here. This is Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back.
And Free Fire Radio here in News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, going back to the Declaration of Independence, let me read that one a couple more times to you. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. Well, you know what? They're trying to do that down in Sacramento, and there's a group that are fighting against that. 70% of this state said no more taxes, and yet they're still trying to do it. And let me tell you something else, too. You know, the promise that we would not have anybody in the middle class would not be paying more taxes by what President Obama said is not true. That is absolutely not true. If you believed it, which I didn't, you're naive. But that's what he said. It's absolutely not true. Yes, we got a rebate. That, of course, went to gas prices because gas prices went straight up. But what's coming down the pike here, cap and trade, and with the National Health Plan, stand by. Dar, good morning.
Good morning. Maybe I've missed this, but you probably have already said something about this. Are there any more gatherings to protest taxes tomorrow?
Yes. Well, ma'am, there is. I know on July 4th that Bostonian Tea Party groups are going to be down at the convention center. They will be handing out information.
Okay.
Now, that'll be there, and that starts around noontime or 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. There's more. That on the 17th, they're having a big rally, and it's going to be at the rodeo grounds. The Reading Rodeo Grounds is the way I understand it. But we will have Greg Mann on next week at some point to talk about everything that's going on.
Thank you very much.
But tomorrow at the convention center, you know, you go down there, see what they're doing, and watch the fireworks. It's going to be great.
So, but it starts at noon?
Well, I think they start, not the fireworks, but just,
oh,
I think
no.
The
no,
vendors.
I'm talking about the,
yeah, I think the vendors get out there around noontime, 1 o'clock. But, you know, whenever you get out there in the afternoon, stop by and say hello to us, too.
I sure will. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dar.
Ma'am, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's just, when you read this, we discuss these things in the Declaration, you know, about the no taxation, you know, getting power lines pushed down people's throats. You know, I mean, where's the representation for that? You know, utility companies. My God, utility companies are doing this to us. You know, they should have a flag that has the average North Stater bent over a barrel.
When you're
taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. Something else from the Declaration of Independence. Okay, it's your turn.
Well, it's a little off subject.
There's nothing off subject in this show.
I don't know. What is it about, you know, okay, of course we had, forget his name, his four-letter word in my vocabulary, the man who was just convicted of 150 years for...
Madoff.
Yeah. For ruining thousands of people's lives. But in the headlines today was something about an ex-bookkeeper charged with embezzlement. And this is this probably... How many of these we have read from the North State here that are women that have been empowered in the role of bookkeeper of some very fine family-owned establishments, and then they lie and they, I mean, I'm not going to say anybody specifically, but if you're charged, that means you're found, you know, obviously they must have found hundreds of thousands of dollars schemed.
It's all women, too.
Schemed.
It's all women, too.
I know, and I want to know, why is that? Well, you know, that happened with, we're not going to mention businesses, but we know I can put them on at five on one hand in the last 3 years.
And you go even further than this. One of them had been fired for embezzlement from before and was hired on.
I don't understand.
Well, I think part of it is the economy, but I think part of it is that they start small and then they try to make up for it and then they get in over their heads. But there's basically their moral compass is wrong. Instead of pointing toward, you know, what's right, it's pointing to what can I take from this company. And if, you know, it's one thing for people to think about that if you're like some huge company and you're doing that. But when you do it to a local company, well, it is wrong.
Yeah.
It is wrong. But I, you know, they can say, well, it's just a few dollars here and there. It's a multi-million dollar company. They'll never miss it. Mm-hmm. But you start, I mean, of course it's wrong and they should be punished also to the, you know, as severely as a law will do it. But when you start doing it from a small local company and it's a tax free, it's something where people donate money to help animals or other things. I mean, come on.
What I think of is where I go in my mind when I read or hear of these things, of how one feels so betrayed, because I'm sure this woman broke bread at their table a few times and went to Christmas parties, and she was thought as a part of the family because you like to keep your team together.
Yeah. Rosie, good morning.
Morning, Glory.
Hey, Rose.
How can you tell when people have the swine flu?
How?
How?
Because they taste just like bacon.
Okay.
They just like
it's
bacon.
It's been fun. Got to run.
All okay, right. Thanks, Rose.
Been a long time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back to Kay. It's Carl and DeBott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Everything Medical at 2109 Hilltop Drive. Let me tell you, this is a full-service medical supply store. It's Medicare-accredited. It's been awarded the Exemplary Provider Award. They have the largest amount of products in town. They have a big showroom. They have a warehouse. It's locally owned, and they offer free home safety assessments. They've got lists for cars, vans, and free delivery. They're our sponsor because we know them. We've seen them in action. We have seen how they handle their clients, how the people that come in there. And let me tell you, Joe is a fine young man. He's been in this business. He deserves, if you're looking for anything that has to do with medical supplies, go down to his place at Everything Medical, 2109 Hilltop Drive. Give him a chance. Okay, Kay?
Hi, Linda and Carl.
Good morning,
yeah.
Kay.
I agree with you on your talking about the CEOs and the bookkeepers who are taking money from their companies.
Yeah.
The police, though, say the community service officers, when they go out and talk to businesses, they say to have at least another person to double-check. And when there's not double check, then you're going to have the probability of something like this happening is greater.
So you do your first bookkeeper in accounting, and then you take it to your second hand.
Well, you know, or two people work together on, you know.
You know, some people can't afford that, but what they could, and you're absolutely right, by the way, okay, is what they could do is have somebody come in and do spot checks. You know, on unannounced little inspections that come in, you know, and spend a day there and make them prove where everything went to.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. And also, did you notice on the fast trial side on Proposition 8, did you notice who the attorney, one of the attorneys is for
no.
the for the people who are bringing the case against Prop 8?
No, who?
Theodore Olson, former U.S. Solicitor General.
Oh, yeah, I did read that. Yeah.
I'm still kind of mulling that one over.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is on that.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on. Well, you know what? There's a lot of strange things are going on lately. And it's like I said, there's so many things moving around that, you know, I see people from all walks of life and all political persuasions all kind of like scratching their heads.
Well, it seems like everything's upside down.
It is. You know, it seems like the stability that we are striving for, that we crave, isn't there right now.
Well, what we used to know, what we used to just accept as the way things were, you know, is totally changed. So
yeah.
Have a good 4th of July.
Well,
absolutely.
You too.
You too, Kay.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Jean, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I just had a...
Okay, Jean just got cut off. Jean, we're sorry. Somebody just pushed the wrong button here. And so now we're going to... Call us back, please. Please call us back. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. This is Pauline with Families Honoring Our Troops.
Hi,
Pauline. Families Honoring Our Troops.
How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Good. Listen, I'm calling to remind people about our monument over there for our military. This is a good weekend to maybe surprise a family member and submit their name and have it placed on our monument.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And Pauline's organization, Family Honoring Our Troops, have made that beautiful monument in front of our library, which lists every service person who has served from the North State, who has served in the military from 1990 through present time.
Right. It's the Gulf War era, and you don't have to have gone over there to have your name placed. You just need to have served. And I think there's a little misunderstanding about that, that you don't have to be a veteran. You can be active duty and still have your name placed on there. And, Carl, I have to tell you, your name is now on the monument.
Oh! Well, thank
you. So go over and take a look at it.
It's on the
one that's not completed.
Okay.
But your name, we placed your name over there on Wednesday. And it really looks great. There's a great picture up there representing the young men that lost their lives that were
yes.
not on active duty
right.
at the time. But it's looking really good. But we need more names, ladies, gentlemen, military people out there.
Well, it's anybody that serves, so anything you have to do is, how do they get a hold of you, Pauline?
Well, you can go to our website, and it's familieshonoringourtroops.com. You click on Monument, and there's an application right there, and the information is there.
Okay. Now, Pauline.
Yes.
We only got a couple minutes left here, but one of the things that we're going to do, and we're going to talk about it today, kind of ran out of time, is that in conjunction with Linda's concert on August 18th.
15th.
August 15th. We're going to gather all the names of the North State warriors that are deployed, not in the United States, but deployed everywhere else, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kosovo, on ships, wherever.
Yes.
And
that's what our monument's about, too.
And we're going to put together care packages or holiday packages for them. And part of what we're doing during Linda's concert is, you know, we're going to be making that live CD, which will be put in that. But we also want to make these personal, and we're gathering, but we need help in gathering the names, and we're going to need help by getting together organizations to build these.
Okay.
So I'm sure that you and your band of merry men will
yes,
be ready
of
for
course.
That.
Families Honoring Our Troop members that show up for our meetings on Wednesday, the first Wednesday over at IHOP. You bet.
Great.
Oh, fabulous.
Thanks a lot, Pauline.
You're welcome, and we're looking forward to working with you. And we did just send packages on Wednesday, boxed them up, and so we do that on a regular basis.
Oh,
also.
Great.
Super.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Pauline, we had to go. Hey, Kay, we are so sorry. That wasn't me, by the way, that pushed the button that cuts you off.
It was Gene.
Anyway, okay, look, this is Carl and the Bot and Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?